Hello and welcome to The Word. Today we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin in Western Canada, a contemplative nun in the monastic community of Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, Firmly Rooted in the Ground.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John, one of the disciples, said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us. But Jesus said, Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. The Gospel of the Lord. My father had a game that I remember from about age 10 years. It was called Fall Over Backwards. He would coach me to stand very straight and stiff with my arms down at my side, and then, without bending, let go and just keel over backwards. I'll catch you, he would say. I promise. Don't worry. So I would do just that. He would let me fall for a bit and then catch me and lower me gently to the floor. He wasn't trying to teach me about trust, I don't think. He was just playing. It was a game. And the real security in me was that I knew beyond any doubt that he loved me. I was a very secure child. And so I think to this day I don't find it really hard to do this thing called letting go. Jesus taught us to call God our Father. But another way of talking about God can be as the ground, capital G, ground of all being. God is the being that grounds the whole universe. St. Paul says that we are rooted and grounded in love. We all long for, as Beatrice Bruteau says, the ultimate security of being rooted in the absolute ground. End quote. People who have been deprived of this foundational security tend to spend their lives frantically shoring up their insecurities with food, perhaps, or promiscuous sex, or drugs, or things, lots of things, or the biggies, wealth and power and fame. The fundamental need in each one of us for that connection to absolute being is so huge that the lack of it becomes the driving power in a person's whole life. People who are secure, on the other hand, tend to be really free. Look at Jesus in today's gospel. Here is one who is so totally comfortable in his skin because he's so firmly rooted in God. Rooted in God, the God who is love. So firmly rooted that he's totally free, secure, unthreatened. It's okay, boys, he says, let it go. He didn't tell John and the others, hey, you go right over there and stop them. Or tell them, you're using my name, I get 75% of the collection. No. But neither was he saying anything goes. He noted that those people were doing good things, not nasty things, in his name. Jesus seems in this story to be totally unconcerned that they might steal his name or his popularity or whatever. "I'm okay," he says. "They can't hurt me. Let it go." Now, do you know, we've got that rooting. Jesus says, "As the Father is in me, and I am in the Father, so are you in me, and I in you. So let's go for it." God bless you. Thank you.